AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. Navy sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off Yemen to block what could be an Iranian effort to arm rebels in that country. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
Officials say the USS Theodore Roosevelt will join about nine other American ships in the region. They will all be ready to stop any Iranian vessels carrying weapons to Houthi rebels trying to take over Yemen. The Navy's been beefing up its presence in the region amid reports an Iranian convoy may be heading toward Yemen.
Six young Minnesota men arrested for plotting ways to get into Syria. Andrew Luger, the U.S. attorney in Minnesota, says the six from the Somali community in that state were influenced by other friends and family members.
The person radicalizing your son, your brother, your friend may not be a stranger. It may be their best friend.
Four of the men were arrested in Minnesota, two others in San Diego. Baltimore city officials and activists are demanding answers in the death of a man in police custody. AP's Juliet Linderman reports that the police claim there was no physical confrontation with 25-year-old Freddie Gray during his arrest.
According to the documents, Gray was stopped for carrying a switchblade. He was arrested without incident or force used, according to the officer that filed the report.
Police say Gray had an unexplained medical emergency while in a police van and was immediately taken to a hospital for treatment. The official timeline, though, says an ambulance was called to a police station nearly 45 minutes after his arrest. He died of a severe spinal injury a week later. Two people injured when a tour bus carrying the band Twin Shadow crashed into a tractor trailer in Colorado remain in serious condition. A publicist says the band's leader, who also goes by Twin Shadow, will have hand surgery later this week. This is AP Radio News. Tulsa, Oklahoma County Sheriff Stanley Glenn says he doesn't believe training records were falsified for 73-year-old Reserve Deputy Robert Bates.
We follow the national standards.
Bates is charged with second-degree manslaughter and the shooting death of Eric Harris, who had run from officers during a sting operation. He says he mistook his pistol for a stun gun. A former Detroit area police officer faces a number of charges in a January arrest of a driver who was repeatedly punched in the head during a traffic stop. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says evidence shows Officer William Melendez acted illegally.
We're not going to look the other way when a peace officer or a law enforcement officer is involved, or if a person with a lot of money is involved, or a person that has a high position involved. It doesn't matter. We go based on the facts and evidence and nothing else.
In a separate case caught on video, two other officers have been cleared of any wrongdoing in their arrest of an armed carjacking suspect. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.